But right now it's time to talk about that beautiful city we've been looking at. And it's kind of tough to define the history of New York City, but a new book aims to do that with some of the objects that have made a lasting impression.
With us this morning, Sam Roberts, whose book, A History of New York in 101 Objects, hit stores this week. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much. I would have come earlier if I knew you had the spread.
I know, and these are great, iconic New York objects. Let me first ask you, though, this book started as an article that you wrote for the New York Times.
That's right. It was inspired by the British Museum, which did a history of the world in 100 objects. New York is just too big for that. It took 101 for New York.
And how did you get to that number? How did you get to 101?
Well, the toughest thing was winnowing them down to 101. Readers just inundated me with suggestions about which objects to include. And in fact, in the book, we put an email address for people to write in with their own suggestions. But we wanted things that were transformational, that would be enduring, that were not too much bigger than a bread box, so not the Statue of Liberty, that were not human, so that ruled out Ed Koch, and not all of them about food. There were so many suggestions that I said maybe the city's official motto with crime declining should be, you know, leave the gun, take the cannoli.
Well, let's do talk about food, though, because we have two iconic food objects here on the table, the bagel and love the black and white cookies. So what is it about these two objects?
Well, fair enough. The bagel, lots of people suggested pizza in every variety, but pizza is not so much a New York iconic object. The bagel really is. Of course, it originated probably in Eastern Europe, lots of stories as to how, but it's very much a New York object, although now accepted nationally. And the black and white cookie, lots of people had their own favorites, from egg creams to seltzer bottles to everything else. I exercised author prerogative. I happen to like black and white cookies, and I also think it's sort of a symbol, as Jerry Seinfeld and even President Obama pointed out, of people coming together.
And another one you talk about is the domino, old school domino sugar sign, which I think anybody in New York has seen before. We have some photos of that up, or some video, I should say, of that. What makes this so iconic?
Well, it talks about New York's industrial past and how we have changed, evolved from that. Look like containers on ships, things like that sort of become emblematic of the evolution, the metamorphosis of the past. And those are the things that I picked in the book that sort of make us think about history in a different way and make history fun.
And there's also some objects in the book that people might not think of just off the bat. Tell us some of your favorites.
Well, some of my favorites, one of them is the artichoke. If you think we lived under the nanny state under Mayor Bloomberg or Mayor Giuliani, think back to Mayor LaGuardia. He banned the sale of artichokes to stop the spread of organized crime. The artichoke king was Ciro Terranova, and Mayor LaGuardia said, no artichokes because I don't want to spread organized crime in the city. The Third Avenue trolley ticket, a century before Rosa Parks, Elizabeth Jennings was thrown off a Third Avenue trolley on her way to church on a Sunday morning, a black woman. She sued and won a civil rights lawsuit. Her lawyer was a young man who went on to become president of the United States, Chester Arthur. And this is a history that I thought I knew everything about New York, and doing research for the book, I just learned so much more.
Well, and that's the fascinating part, is the stories behind all of these objects. How tough was it to get to that part of it?
Well, it was, and it took a lot of research, and as I say, the most fun about doing this book, and I hope it's as much fun to read as it was to write and to research, was I learned so much about the city, so much that you think you know, but when you learn about things that these objects had to exist, and when you encapsulate the city in 101 objects, you just learn so much about the people, about the events in the 400 or so years of recorded history.
And quickly, Sam, you have some events today in Brooklyn, right?
Yes, indeed, at the Brooklyn Book Festival, be at St. Francis College at 11 o'clock and at 3 o'clock.
Wonderful.
All right, Sam, thanks so much for being with us, and thank you all for watching. The book is called A History of New York in 101 Objects, and it hits stores on Tuesday.